going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get you our final results, hate it or love it, coming up at 11:45. We'll get back to your phone calls as well. A lot of you waiting patiently, which we appreciate. But what is our first Friday four-pack question today, Bridget?
All right, let's talk more NFL draft. What was your favorite pick from last night?
All right, mine was, in part, was because where they were at. They're in Green Bay, so the Packers pick at 23, and they take wide receiver Matthew Golden out of Texas, who was a part of my plan yesterday. Remember my Pats first round in 60 seconds involved a trade back in to get Matthew Golden. So I like him. But on top of that, they had not drafted a receiver in the first round in Green Bay since 2002, meaning the entire Aaron Rodgers era, they never drafted a wide receiver. And it became like a point of contention. I don't think they drafted an offensive player in the first round while he was there, except for Jordan Love.
Well, yeah, maybe offensive linemen, but not skill players.
I don't even know. Double check me. Definitely not wideouts, running backs, or tight ends. But I don't even know. I think it was all defense the whole time Aaron Rodgers was there until they drafted his replacement. And then a couple years after he's gone, they draft a wide receiver. Plus, I think that's good. And looking ahead to fantasy, I think that's great news for Jordan Love. I think it's good news for even Matthew Golden.
You kind of wish Bill just took a page out of the Packers playbook. It's like, hey, let's not draft a receiver for two decades and see how that goes.
Two straight decades.
That would have been okay. I think my actual favorite pick was Ashton Jeanty, but I just gave you a quick overview on that. I love that it's Brady. And I just think that's interesting to watch. Is he going to thrive there? The value of a running back is a good talker, and Brady believes in it. So how's he going to play in Vegas? Is he right? Are you guys wrong about the running backs? Or is this another bust? Tyler Warren, though, will be my answer here. I can't believe he fell to 14. I can't believe he went after Colston Loveland out of Michigan. He went number 10 to the Bears. And you make a good point. Ben Johnson likes him. So, I mean, I'm sure for fantasy I'll be in.
Well, because they were saying
Loveland, I question that.
Loveland's more like Laporta than Warren is. And so maybe that's what Ben Johnson was thinking too. I don't know. But, yeah, that's going to be one to keep tabs on. You know, both Mike Vrabel in year one, Ben Johnson in year one, both getting guys that they want. It looks like, but also passing up on guys that play the same position, like right after.
Yeah, easy to comp it.
Yeah.
Right.
We're gonna
comp Campbell to Membu and Banks.
Yep.
And look, if I need to, I'll go all the way down to Josh Simmons at pick 32.
Right.
Those two should be comped to
same
one another. But
I
can't believe Tyler Warren got out of the top 10. I'm very surprised he got past the Jets at 7. He would have been in play for me at pick 4. So that was a great pick, and a team that was linked to him a lot in the pre-draft process as a trade up. In the Indianapolis Colts at 14. What else do we have, Bridget?
All right, let's go to the NBA. What is the best NBA first-round series, in your guys' opinion?
All right, I think it has to be Knicks Pistons, so, doesn't it? Now, it was a crazy finish last night. Knicks win by two. They have a 2-1 series lead, but that one's pretty good.
That also would be my vote. Warriors and Rockets are interesting. I think Nuggets and Clippers, last night was a blowout, but Nuggets and Clippers should be an interesting one, too. I also would vote New York and Detroit. All the games have been close. Detroit has a good case to be up 3-0 in this series, as does New York. So they're like these wild swings in these games. It's also the Celtics' next opponent, which is just an interesting factor in it. I think that's probably the most interesting first-round matchup for a lot of reasons.
See what happens with Rockets-Warriors, right? Like, that's a 1-1 series, as is Lakers-T-Wolves.
That's true. Maybe I should give more thought to that. The thing with the Rockets and Warriors, and I'll be consistent on this, if Butler misses a game with a butt bruise,
yeah,
that's soft.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't think Jimmy Butler's soft.
No, I thought it was a pelvic bruise.
I thought it was a butt.
Could be the same thing, depending on how
Bridget,
you look at it.
Pelvis and butt? Is it really now?
It? I don't know. Okay.
Your pelvis is on both sides, right?
Is it?
I don't know. I didn't go to nursing school.
Hold on.
I thought it was a tush bruise there, is what
you
I thought it was.
You thought it was tush bruise?
Yeah. A deep glute muscle contusion.
Oh, you're right.
Butt bruise. If you're missing a playoff game for a butt bruise, you're soft.
But when
you
left the game, they announced, like, pelvic contusion. Which I was like, that was my nickname in high school. NBA.com says we'll see what happens. But yeah, if he's out, then that obviously hurts their chances. And you were just hyping him up as one of the few tough guys in the league.
It's true. So, what did you call the Butler injury initially?
I thought it was a pelvic contusion.
Nasty.
Yeah, that is. There's no doubt about that.
NBA.com just says it's another way of saying a really bad butt bruise.
Thank you. It's a butt bruise. You can't be missing. I think Jimmy Butler's tough. I hope Jimmy Butler plays for that
I'll be
take.
Honest.
If you're missing for a butt bruise, I'm so that is
you're better off.
Tatum has some soft company.
That's a Tatum's injury is worse.
Tatum's injury is definitely worse.
Shooting wrist,
your wrist
versus your keister.
Yeah, no. Don't get me wrong. They're both soft, but a bruised tushy, it's not really no contest.
I could see like if you were like an e gamer and you had a bruised butt and you're like I sit to play the game like
just get a donut.
No. Our job
would be tough. You'd
be like I'm
6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not showing up.
But
with
like
a bruised
you get
butt.
To play on your feet. You get to run around. That's a weird one.
Yeah, but he can't sit on the bench. He can't sub out.
Just stand. No, he's used to playing for Thibodeau. He'd play 48 minutes a night. He doesn't need to come out.
Do they play tonight? That game's tomorrow night. So Butler has two games off to heal his bum. I would hope he plays. Okay.
He's had the weirdest season ever.
Yeah.
He has had so many weird storylines connected to him this year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, his pelvis is near his butt. That's all that too. What else do we have, Bridget?
All right. Do the Celtics sweep the Magic? They are up 2-0 in that series. What do you guys think? Are they going to just blow this raid out?
Yes.
Sweep right through.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, no,
even with Tatum doubtful again, didn't play game two, didn't matter. They got way too much. Now, I guess Drew Holiday is also questionable. They could be down 2-3 guys and still sweep the Magic. Plus, they're a great road team. So they already won their two home games. They're going to win tonight, then they're going to win Sunday, and then Monday we'll come in talking about them waiting for a round two.
Yeah. No Tatum and Holiday do they sweep.
Yeah.
Probably. That one's closer for me, I think, than it is for you, though, which surprises me.
Peyton Pritchard. So now they only have five.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good players. The Magic are still have their
two. Magic Sherman could get in there.
Yeah, no, good point. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, you talk me into
it. Yeah, they're fine.
It's a sweep either way.
I think they'll be fine.
What's the last question, Bridget?
All right, last one. What did you think of Garrett Crochet yesterday?
Not great. We were in the house, so I don't know if we jinxed him or not.
Speaking of playing through something, I'm still battling heartburn here today. I got heartburn like you read about.
Is that
today.
Right?
What happened? Those Coors. I was man, I don't know why I'm feeling great today. And then I'm like, I choked down a bunch of hot dogs and chicken nuggets. So that's probably why.
We're eating like kings. But
we jinxed him. Nick was texting us yesterday. We jinxed him.
We really did. He was not sharp. He couldn't find the plate. Now, he had a pile of strikeouts.
Yeah, well, he's going to strike people out.
He kind of like grinded through five innings. But, yeah, he was not very good. I was like, they could pull this one out for him, right? They just didn't have enough offense for him. But, yeah, that was his worst start of the year. But
easily his worst start of the year.
Maybe I'll spin it positive. Like if his worst start is five innings, four runs, you're like, okay. He just couldn't throw strikes yesterday. It was like a big problem for him.
It was an issue. A lot of hard contact, I would say, too. But his real issue and what we thought in the bill
was us.
Wildly unimpressed, and we jinxed him, I think is the real takeaway. Uh-huh. So that's the Friday 4-Pack here on Jones and Keefe. Every Friday brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Let's mix in a few phone calls, shall we? Let's see. Mike is waiting patiently. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Hello?
Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Mike.
I want to talk about Will Campbell.
Great.
I love that pick. Sorry, guys. I know you guys don't like him.
No, that's fine.
Listen,
that's fine. Give us why. Why do you love it?
Connor wasn't there.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Hunter wasn't there.
Nope. Right.
I don't think it was you would give too much to trade up. So I like him because you know what? He played in the SEC.
Oh,
4 years, only let up 5 sacks. I think the guy has heart, too. He wants to do this. And you know what? You need that. Offensive lineman, that's the most toughest position in a football game. I don't care what anyone else says. That's the only position that you play facing away from the ball. And you got to face probably the most dominant people on the field. I think this kid wants to work. I think he's going to put the time and effort in. I think he'll do it.
All right.
Loved it.
One vote for C-Rex from Mike. He's got hot.
Okay.
Is that the only position
like the
that
cornerbacks are facing
plays
the
away
ball?
From the ball? Yeah, that confused me. I admittedly lost my train of thought there for a second because I was trying to think my way through that.
He played 3 years there.
But he likes it. He was in the SEC
for three, not for four.
No,
I mean if we're just for as far as details.
But like players from the SEC never fail in the NFL.
Certainly not with the Patriots.
No, not tackles who should be guards in the NFL like Isaiah Wynn. I mean that doesn't happen. High level production in the SEC.
Well,
I mean look, that's not wrong.
No, I'm glad he loves it. Glad he loves it.
Yeah.
He's going to go in there. He's going to work hard.
Let's see if anybody else loves it. Kyle in Foxborough. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'd like to talk about Will Campbell. So there's this whole time saying that you should either, in the top five, you should either draft someone who scores touchdowns or sacks the quarterback. And Will Campbell is not that. In the last 10 years in NFL drafts, there's only been three offensive linemen drafted in the top five. One was Andrew Thomas, couldn't miss prospect. One was Joe Alt, couldn't miss prospect. And then the Redskins drafted Brandon Sherriff,
sure,
who played tackle in college, had short arms, ended up moving to guard.
Yeah, so Kyle, that can't be right. There's only been three offensive linemen taken in the top five. That can't be right.
So.
Alt is one. Sherriff is another. Who was the other name? Andrew Thomas of the Giants was a bust of a pick.
So just last
year. Was it Evan Neal 4?
Just last year there was.
Yeah, I don't. His numbers.
Wait, what did he say in top five? Or where did he put the number?
I thought he said top five.
All right, so Joe Alt was fifth last year. I guess Paris Johnson was sixth the year before, so I guess that doesn't count. Okonwu from the Panthers, sixth. Evan Neal, seventh.
Oh, so
Charlie Cross, nine. So, I mean, he might be because there's a lot of Penny Sewell was seven.
So the cutoff is five. Okay. So, now, you
so
know
he
what?
Might be right if you're talking top five.
We questioned you.
Yeah, okay.
So Joe Alt.
In our face.
Joe Alt, good pick. Andrew Thomas, bust. Who was the other name? I already forgot who he said. The other name was, Sherriff, who I've referenced a bunch. It was not worth. He was a guard. Drafted in the top five. Washington took him as a guard in the top five. I referenced his name
this
all the time.
This is pretty funny. Okay. Ronnie Stanley, sixth.
So
Jack Conklin, eighth.
He's
onto something here.
If you have a tap.
Luke Jokel, like, first or second?
How far did he go down? 2014, Greg Robinson was second.
Okay, so I don't recall, but if it was since before Sherriff, then that was probably the cutoff.
Eric Fisher, Luke Jokel, Lane Johnson were 1, 2, and 4 one year.
Nice.
Lane so, Johnson, Hall of Famer.
Do you agree with that premise, though? If they don't score touchdowns or sack the quarterback, they're not worth taking in the top five?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I disagree with that.
I do, because I was going to say, like, I don't think Orlando Pace was a bad pick.
Me neither.
I don't think Jonathan Ogden. Although I forget what number he was picked, but like those guys were the right call. Trent Williams was the fourth pick in the draft. Great pick.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think if you're a guaranteed
left tackle, right,
that'd be the only position on the O-line I would take in the top five.
Same. So
but that's why this Will Campbell one's so debatable, because if he's a left tackle, I don't think it's that bad of a pick. But the second you move him inside, now I think it's a bad pick.
Same. 617-779-7937. I know Mike Vrabel disagrees. We'll play you more of that. From the press conferences last night after the Patriots select Will Campbell at pick number 4. You can talk about it all day long here on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons, still boots on the ground in Green Bay for day 2 of the NFL draft. You can check them out at 2 o'clock. We will wrap up, hate it or love it. All the final numbers are in. How fraudulent is this fan base? We'll get to it next.